morning. Always keeping the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking Him for waking us up this morning in our right minds, having a desire to come out and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Thanking God for one more time, one more day. Thanking the brethren here for giving me another opportunity to come out and speak to you from His Word. Thank you, brother, for that song. That's one of my favorite. That just warmed me, just get me warmed up, you know. I love that song. I love it. I love it. Brother Walker, he know I like it. You know, he been there from the beginning with me, you know. I don't see too many others but my wife. You thought I was going to say you, right? Yeah, you and Brother Walker, right? But thank God for being here, you know. God is good. And someone that says He's not only good all the time, He's good every time. Amen. Amen. My lesson is taken from the book of Psalms, 90th chapter, verses 12. Psalms, the 90th chapter, verses 12. It reads, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." In the New Living Translation, it says, "Teach us to make the most of our time so that we may grow in wisdom." My title this morning is Use Time Wisely. You know, we know how much time we have been here. Amen. Some 50, some 60, some 70, some 80. You know, we know that, right? But what we don't know is how much time we have left. Amen? We don't know how much time we have left, so we ought to use what we have left wisely. Are you with me? Some people kill time. Amen? Some people waste time. Me, myself, I don't have time to waste no more. I'm learning something. Are you with me? I'm like Paul. I'm learning to not waste my time, because we could waste time on things unnecessary, and we can kill time that we think we don't need. Amen. But we need time. I remember as a boy, I had you know, we all had best friends when we were young. I had a best friend, his name was John West, and I used to go to his house and get after school and knock on the door. Because, see, I love to play. I played basketball, football, you know, baseball. I just like you remember marbles? How many of you remember marbles? They don't do that no more. You know? I just love to play. And I would go and knock on his door, and his mother would come to the door, and she would say, "John don't have time to play right now. He's busy." And he was busy, right? Because he had more chores than I had. I had very little chores, you know. I would get around doing chores anyhow. I let my sisters do it, you know. But he had more chores, and he had to study, because the boy was an A student. Amen. And me, well, I didn't care. Amen. She knew that he needed the time to study. You see, but me, I wanted to play, you know. But when I remember it so clearly, she would say to me, "John, don't have time right now. He's busy." And I've taken that into this day for myself, that when Satan children come a knocking, they want to play, I tell them I don't have time. Amen. Amen. When Satan wants to enter into my life and he come knocking, I don't have time to hang out. I just don't have time. You know, I don't have time today to waste my time, to kill time. You know, because sometimes we even have to make time. Amen. Sometimes we say that I don't have time to study my Bible. Amen. I don't have time to do this, or I don't have time to do that. We have to make time. Amen. Turn with me to Ecclesiastes. We have to just make time, to take time to make time, because many of us say that we just, you know, I meant to study, but I just didn't have the time. Amen. We have to make time. Ecclesiastes, the fourth chapter, the third chapter, verses 1, it reads, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." That's very important. Amen. There's a reason for the season. There's a reason for time. And every purpose under heaven, there is a reason for time. Amen. There's a reason. Sometimes we have to make time. Sometimes we have to take time. Sometimes we have to not have time to waste time. Amen. Are you with me? There are times that we have to not have time to waste time. According to the Bible, it says once again, "To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven." Well, we know the rest of it. It says a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stone, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. There is a time for all things. Amen. There is a time that we shouldn't have time for foolishness. There is a time that we shouldn't have time to sin. Amen. You see, but the devil, he has some children who gonna come knocking like I used to knock on my friend's door. And his mother said that, "Kenneth, he just don't have time. He's busy." Amen. And I would, you know, I would walk away with my head hung down, you know. Well, this boy, he's making good grades in school, you know. And I'm just making grades, you know. Just, you know, because back in the days, if you didn't make good grades, you were going to get a whipping more likely, right? I passed so I wouldn't have to get a whipping. I ain't think about making no A's. Amen. You know, but this boy, he was in it like that. He was in it. And he would get his A's. Amen. And you see, I would come knocking on his door hoping that he could play. Just come, let's shoot some marbles. Let's do something, you know. You girls, you remember the Jacks? You remember? They don't have that no more, do they? You know? The good things, you know, the marbles and the jacket, you know, the what do you call it, the paddle, jump rope. Well, I think they still jump rope a little. They double dutch now, you know, whatnot. But to not have time, knowing this, that the devil and his children, they're going to come knocking on your door. They're going to want to get in. They're going to want to hang out with you. They're going to want to play with you. Amen. In Genesis, God told Cain, he said, the devil is at your door. Amen. Satan is at your door. And he wants to get in. But if you don't let him in, he can't come in. The only way he can get in is that you let him in. Amen. Now, you may ask, who are the devil's children? Well, these are some of them. These are some of the devil's children. One is hate. One is jealousy. One is envy. Prejudice. And they all, you know, kind of hang together. Amen. You know, if you let one in, guess what? They're all coming in. Amen. You can't have one without the other. Hate. Unless you hating with God, hate ain't no good for you. Amen. And I remember this boy in school, you know, not John, but it was another guy. He was making all A's. I mean, he was just showing us up, you know. And we didn't like him. Are you with me? You know, making us look bad like that. You know, you're the only one making A's. Are you with me? All straight A's, you know. You're making us look bad. That's why nobody don't like you. You know, don't we hate for silly reasons? Amen? One of the boys playing basketball, he was good in sports. He was good in sports, right? Now, we're playing on the same team, unbeaten, because he makes 20 points a game. I don't like him. Well, are you with me? Well, for some people who weren't here before, when I say we, I'm not speaking about you. I'm speaking about those people and myself. Amen? We playing on the same team, we're unbeaten, amen? And because he's making 20, 30 points a game, right? I don't like you. Huh? Are you with me? We could hate for no reason whatsoever, you know. And this hate is along with jealousy and envy. You know, you don't like. Envy is like I got a Cadillac, right? I just don't want you to have one. Amen? You know, we just get caught up in these things, and we don't want to be hanging out with folks like that. So when they come a knocking, guess what we ought to do? I don't have time. I just don't have time. Amen? And they're going to come knocking now. They're going to come knocking. And all I can say to you is, do not have time. Because you're learning some things, you're studying. Are you with me? You just don't have time. I just don't have time to even make time to have time with you. Just don't have time. I'm studying to show myself approved, or working unto God, rightly dividing the truth. Need not be in a shape. I said it right. I didn't say it right. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a worker need not be in a shame, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what I'm doing. I'm like Paul. I'm learning. I'm learning how to. Amen. Because it seems like when a preacher gets up or a teacher gets up, like they know it all, and sometimes you might feel as though, you know, they think they all that because they've been studying. Amen. That's all it was, you know. And it's up to you to study also, to show yourself approved unto God, not unto me, because I don't need to know how smart you are, because that might make me mad if you're smarter than me. Are you with me? But unto God, a workman, you study to show thyself approved unto God. You see, Paul said that he had learned, and how he learned because he studied. He went through some things. Are you with me? He said, in other words, he said, I've studied, I've learned how to be up and how to be down. I learned how to have a lot, and I learned how to be broke. Amen? And Paul is saying something like this. He said that, you know, if I'm broke, I'm not going to steal to get. And if I got a lot, I'm going to have sense with it. I tell my wife a lot about my uncle. I think I told you about this before. I had an uncle, and I loved him dearly. He would make me laugh. I mean, every time I see him, he would have something else to make me laugh about. And this is what he said. I said, Unc, I said, let me hold $10. He said, I ain't got it, Kenny. I said, what? He said, I ain't got it. He said, when I had it, I didn't have sense with it. He said, now I'm broke. I'm the smartest man in the world. You know? And that's the truth, you know? But Paul, like I said, Paul was saying, even if he's broke, he's not going to steal to get it. He's going to be content with not having for now. It's not that he's going to be complacent. He's going to be content for now. Are you with me? He ain't got it now? Okay. I ain't going to steal. I ain't going to rob nobody to get it. I'm going to be content in the Lord, right? And he said, if I have a lot, I'm going to have sense with having a lot. Amen? That's what Paul is saying. And there are more children, you know, that we have to deal with. One of them is bullying. I don't like bullies, you know, people who make you do what you don't want to do. Either they do it physically or mentally. Are you with me? They would tease you, embarrass you into doing what they want you to do. If you give in, you've given in to, you let them in. Or they would bully you physically, amen, for you to do what they say for you to do, right? And to make you do, you don't want a friend that you have to make. Amen? My wife, I love her, but I don't make her do anything. Amen? That's bullying. If I got to make her, she bullied me. If she makes me, are you with me? You see, bullying is no good. And if bullying come knocking on your door, don't let him in. You ought not let him in. Because when you let him in, you're letting in what he is. The Bible says, so a man thinks, so is he. You wanna be a bully, you're going to hang with a bully. I remember in school, I tried bullying once. You know, because I used to be bullied, you know, all the time. You know, I was, wouldn't, you know. And old bully, you know, they bullied me, take my money. I remember my mother sent me to the store with some money, right? And I went, you know, to the neighborhood, And the bullies was out there, and they took my money. And I had to go home, and, you know, I had the package, I had the money. My mother said, I'm going to give you the money again. And she said, you're going to go to the store and get what I said for you to get. Mom, I'm your son. Don't do this to me. So I went not through this way, but around about. And I got what she needed, right? And went back home. I said one day, I said, I'm going to try bullying one day. You know, just to see how it is, you know. And was this real quiet guy. I mean, he was quiet, peaceful old boy, you know. I said, I know I got him, you know. I got him. Peaceful old boy, you know. I went and done the wrong thing. I shouldn't have done that. I did not know he was that strong. Amen? I didn't know. He looks so quiet and peaceful. Huh? From that day, I said, I don't want to be a bully no more. Mm-mm. Are you with me? No more. That's it for me. Are you with me? But there's bullies, right? And then there's a big brother, pride. Pride come a knocking. Don't let him in. Are you with me? Don't let him in, because pride, it says after pride comes shame. You see, pride causes you to be up there where you ain't supposed to be. And then when you fall, right, you got 1,000 excuses why you fall. Well, I feel, you know, amen, because you're shame. And you should, you know, pride is one of those children. The Bible says to study, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needs not being ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. That's what we ought to be doing, studying. Are you with me? To have the wisdom to understand God's word, that we might not take the time or have the time to do things that we ought not to do. Amen? Because we waste time sometimes, and we kill time, and time is precious. Time is something like, you know, your bank, some of our bank accounts, right? It ain't so good. Amen? You're not going to take your card and go and overspend, amen, because you ain't got it in there to spend. It's just like time. We don't know how much time we have left. Bible teaches life is but a vapor. It's here today and gone tomorrow. You see, we don't know how much time we have left. We know how much time we had, because we, like I said, some of us are 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old. We know how much time we used already, but we just don't know how much time we got left. Amen. So the time that we got left, we got to do it all in the name of the Lord. Glorify God in everything that we do. Amen. Like David said, praising God in everything. Are you with me? That's what the time that I want to, you know, what my time wants, I want my time to be. You know, praising God from now on. Amen? Because we just don't know how much time that we have left. Amen? And with this world that we're living in now, the things that are going on, you know, it's just, we need to be wise in our ways. We need to be wise with our time, because we ain't got the time to lose. We ain't got time to waste or time to kill. We need the time to do good things, to do as much good things as possible. Not to tear down, but to build up spiritually. You know, that's the time we need. We need that time, you know. But if we let these boys in, if we let hate in, and we let envy and jealousy in, we're gonna have a rough time. You know, we're not gonna have good times with them, amen, being Christians, because they're gonna pull the wrong way, and we don't want them to pull us in with them. We wanna, if anything, pull them in with us, amen. But like I said, if you let them in. If you let them in, they ain't coming in by themselves. They all going to come in. You know, before you know, you have a house full of foolishness. Amen? And you're going to wonder, how did this happen? And then you're going to call Brother Pastor over. So I ain't coming over there. Amen? I'm not coming over. It's too much foolishness going on. Amen? But like I said, Pride is something that's I believe that's the big brother, pride. And pride and arrogance, like I said to you before, is something like this. You want to be seen, you want to be up front, you want to be there. You know, it said that pride is like going to a baby shower. When you go to a baby shower, the baby is the one who gets the attention. Amen. But pride, when you go, pride comes, that pride wants the attention over the baby. It said that when you go to a wedding, the bride gets the attention. Am I right? The bride gets the attention. But pride wants the attention of the bride. They said when you go to a funeral, amen, the one in the casket gets, he gets the attention. Or Jesus now, Jesus first, right? But pride would want the attention, you know. Look at me, you know. You see, and that pride, that's something that we want to stay. Something that we want to stay out of our house. This is our house. This is our house. This is our house, and we don't want to let him in. Amen. We don't want him into our house because he gets in there, he's gonna mess us up. He's gonna causes us to do something that we don't want to do, say something that we don't want to say. You see, because when you look at hate, you see, hate is not going to be in heaven. Hate can't get into heaven. When you look at prejudice, prejudice can't get into heaven. When you look at jealousy, jealousy ain't gonna have no place in heaven. When you look at lie, cheat, and steal, they're not gonna have no place in heaven. And lie, cheating, and steal is some more of the devil's children. Lying is bad for business. You know, a lying person will lie with you. They will lie for you. They will lie on you, they will lie against you, and they will lie to you. Amen? That's a lie.
Amen?
Amen? And you don't need that kind of people in your life, nor do you need to be that kind of people. Lie, cheat, cheating. You know, you don't want someone that says like this, cheaters never win and a winner don't have to cheat. Amen? You know, cheating ain't going to get you nowhere. I remember in school, yes, I did, yeah. Are you with me? And I remember, I'm telling on myself. Yeah, I did. Some of you did too. Now don't look at me like that. But I remember one time I was in class and I didn't study for that because I played marbles the day before, you know. And I was cheating. I had stuff written all on my own, you know. You remember? I see somebody back there shaking their head. Y'all remember? Yep. All on my arm, you know. And I finished and I took my paper up there, right? And she graded it, and I think I made 80, 90, or whatever, right? And she came back and she gave me my paper, but she didn't give me my graded paper. She gave me a new test, and she said, "Do it again, right?" And I said, "Okay." And she stood right over me, right? And I was sweating, right? I just couldn't get the answers quick enough or right enough, right? She outsmarted me that day. Are you with me? She knew that I had cheated, right? So cheaters don't win. And you can't, and remember this, you can't cheat your way into heaven. You can act like a Christian. Are you with me? But if you're not, you're not. Amen? This is something serious. It's something serious being a Christian, right? It ain't how you look. Are you with me? It ain't how you dress or how you wear your hair. It's about inside because that's what God starts. He starts with the inside. They see how that inside looks, right? And you can't cheat and win heaven and get to heaven. You can't cheat and steal. Lie, cheat, and steal. These three boys, they hang together too, stealing. If you ain't got, just work for it. Amen? If you ain't got, ask for it. You see, pride will come in, and you're too proud to ask. And pride says, pride is the big brother. He would tell you, go and steal. Man, don't ask nobody. You make yourself look bad asking. You see? They'll say, go ahead and steal, right? But stealing ain't going to get it. Are you with me? And you can't get into heaven by lying, cheating, and stealing. You can't get in because God got eyes on us. Amen? I might cheat on my wife. I might steal from my wife. I might lie to my wife. But God sees it all. Amen? He sees it all. And we can't get around that. Amen? We can't get around that. And it's important. It's important that we stay away. And when they come a knocking, don't let them in. Because they come a knocking. They go come knocking over and over again. The Bible said the devil will leave you for a season. For a season, and then he's coming back. Amen? He's going to come back. He's going to come back. But when he come back, the door is still locked. It's still locked. Amen? It's still locked. Don't let them in. Lie, cheat, and steal. You know? Hate. Unless you hate what God hates, don't hate. Amen? There's some more boys who's from Christ who's going to come knocking. Let them in. Love. Let them in. Peace. Let them in. Faith, let them in. Hope, let them in. Are you with me? Let them in and see what kind of life you'll have after that. You have a beautiful life. Amen? I mean, it would be beautiful to be hanging out with people that's good for you. Amen? Not to be hanging out with folks. I remember a boy told me, he said, I go party. He said, you know, I go partying, but I don't drink nor dance. I used to be a DJ. And one of my main things was this, right? What you come out here for, right? You going to come to a party or a dance to sit down, to stand up and look at other folks? Get out on the floor. If that's what you come for, are you with me? You don't come out here just to stand up and, you know, like you a statue and look good for somebody. You come out here to have a good time, right? I'm not telling nobody to go out and have no good time. No. But what I'm saying is this, right? If you're hanging out with them, are you with me? And you at places like this and you say that, well, I'm not drinking or I'm not. You shouldn't even be there. Why even be there? Why even go there? Just don't be there. Amen? I'm not going to be long. And like I said, you know, people, you know, they'll have a long span anyway. And when I'm talking about men, that even makes sense today. But hear me out. Hear me out. Right? We don't have time for foolishness. Are you hearing this? We don't have the time. Because we don't know how much time we got. We don't know how much time we have left. Are you with me? We're here today and gone tomorrow. We don't know what, you know, we don't know. Use your time wisely. Tell me if I get off the path, Kenny, get back on the path because you know you don't have that much time. Amen? And use your time wisely and recognize that God sees all. God knows all. And when we say sometimes that we don't have the time to study and whatnot, God hears it. And he knows it. And we ought to just take time to make time to study our book, study our Bible that we wouldn't know. And I know sometimes, you know, like I said, the teachers and the preachers, they get up, they look like they know it all, and you know, like you don't know nothing, right? But don't look at it like that. Just study. Study and see what God's word is saying to you. Because God, he's trying to tell us something in these last days, because a lot of funny stuff is going on now, you know? I mean, they legalizing marijuana. You know, it's just a lot of crazy things going on, you know? It's just And we need to be wise. We need to study that we might know what's wrong and what's right. I'm done. If you're here and you're not a member of the church, there's some things that you must do. You must hear God's word. You must. You can't get around it. You must believe what you heard. You can't get around it. You must repent of your way and turn to God's way. You can't get around it. This is a must. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You can't get around it. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. You can't get around it. You must stay faithful in God's grace. You can't get around it. You must worship. You can't get around it. You must study. You can't get around it. You must give. You can't get around it. You must sing. You can't get around it. You must pray. You can't get around it. You must love. You can't get around it. Amen? You must. You must do these things. Amen? You must. You must stay like that. Stay faithful in God's grace. If you're here and you're not a member, you're in need of prayer. As we together stand and sing a song of invitation, you may ask for prayers at this time.